This meditation is on dealing with negativity, any negativity that arises. Negativity is a form of suffering. Negativity is resistance. Resistance is negativity. Negativity can arise in many forms, such as irritation, anger, attack, defense. So let's take a moment here to become acquainted in this present moment with whatever's arising and what would be called negativity, this resistance to what is. Now, if you can just drop the negativity, then you're invited to do so. If that's not quite possible for you right now, then that's what this meditation is for. This meditation is to guide you through an upset, a feeling of negativity. It could be the minorest, the tiniest irritation. With this meditation, we can allow presence to guide us, to hold us through the seeing of what's happening. And whatever thoughts may be going through your mind that seem to support this feeling of resistance, this negativity. Allow the noticing to happen. Notice the thoughts and stories that seem to fortify and strengthen the resistance. The invitation is to observe without judgment. There's no need to judge the irritation or judge the resentment. This is a time where we're going to be with whatever negativity is occurring. Perhaps the negativity arising is a feeling sorry for yourself, or the doldrums. Perhaps a feeling of depression. This feeling of depression is a form of resistance. It's a form of resisting what is. So however this is showing up for you inside of you, the invitation is to be right there with it. Embrace what is there to see and sense and feel. For some, when we go inside and look within, and we start becoming aware of these emotions happening within, the emotions themselves may get stronger. The attention, the focus seems to be an amplifier. And this is normal, and this is part of the process. This is perfect. It is part of the unfolding. We're no longer hiding from the emotion. We're no longer denying the emotion. And most of all, we're no longer repressing the emotion. So these emotions may, for a time, get stronger. And this is perfectly fine. In fact, it is to be expected. So as we put our attention directly on the felt sensation within of what's occurring, whatever resistance is happening right now for you, let there be a softening, a gentle noticing, a gentle awareness of being right here with this happening. One of the other ways that we can be with something that, like a loud sound, an alarm, a car alarm, or maybe a drill, say irritation arose, or maybe even anger, from this sound being heard. Now, it wasn't you who created this. It was the mind. And remember, you are not the mind. The mind is just a tool that spirit can use. The mind creates this suffering because the mind believes that if it creates this resistance, it's going to change something. For instance, the car alarm. The mind actually wrongly believes that by getting irritated and upset, that it's going to make the car alarm stop. This is insane, but this is just one example of the way the mind uses us, how we get used by the mind, and one of the ways anger, irritation, and frustration arises. And if these emotions are not seen clearly and let go of, there can be a buildup. So this meditation can be used anytime you're sensing any of these emotions or you're noticing a buildup. One way, if the sound is coming from the outside, or maybe it's a rude remark someone said to you, you can allow your body to go transparent. So what you can do is visualize that your body is not solid. In fact, it is transparent. It's transparent to the sound. It's transparent to the rude remark or whatever else is the trigger. So let's do that now with whatever may be occurring that seems to trigger this irritation, this frustration. Let's visualize and sense our bodies as transparent light. From the top of your head all the way down to your toes, the bottoms of your feet, from outstretched hand to outstretched hand, or if your hands are in your lap, it's like the whole entire body is now seen as transparent. Allow the sound just to move through. There's no inner wall inside of you stopping the sound. The inner wall was the resistance. And now that you're transparent, the sound can move through. So let's just stay with this visualization for a few moments longer. Really visualize and sense that your body is transparent. Become transparent. Notice for yourself what difference this makes. How does it feel with the car alarm sound or the drill or whatever loud noise was causing the irritation? When you go transparent, can you feel how the sound just moves through you without resistance? This is one way that we can be with what is without resistance. In fact, that is the secret. The secret to peace, to joy, the joy of being, is to be with what is exactly as it is. Keep noticing various sounds in your environment and notice how when you are transparent, your body is transparent, that you can allow the sounds to move right on through. There's nothing blocking. There's no resistance. What does that feel like from within? To feel absolutely no resistance. Could you allow yourself to feel this now? to sense this now. Sometimes resistance can come in the form of anxiety or tension. If within your body you notice any anxiety or tension, I invite you to step right into that sensation. Welcome the sensation. Be with it. Honor it by seeing it exactly as it is. You're not trying to change it or make it be different. You're just noticing with awareness without judgment. That's the key. The key is noticing without judgment. Noticing what is without the mind's judgment. If this gripping sensation that is the tension or the resistance is getting stronger, then just allow your noticing to get stronger. Can you allow it to be exactly as it is? Can you accept that it's here? It's already here. Have you noticed? And the mind may say, yeah, but I don't want it to be here. Notice that that is resistance. That's what the mind does. But thankfully, you're not the mind. No matter what stories the mind is saying, they're not true. It's just what the mind does. It makes up stories that enhance the ego and fortify resistance. The ego loves resistance. The reason why the ego loves resistance is because resistance fortifies and strengthens the ego. And the ego is one of the reasons that causes this resistance to what is. Resisting what is what covers over the peace and the joy of being that is already here. So, it's in our best interest to let go, to allow this resistance to dissolve and transform, so that we can feel our true self, our natural being, the joy of being. We could also call this being centered in bliss. Some even call it the peace that passes all understanding. This peace that passes all understanding is our true nature. This is our true essence, nature. So as the joy of being arises within you, and this just naturally happens as you accept what is, as you accept whatever emotion, for instance, irritation, anger, depression, any of these forms of so-called negativity, which are just ways of resisting what is. As you let go of resisting what is, joy of being naturally arises. This vibrant, alive peace can truly be felt. Perhaps even now you're sensing this. You're sensing how what once was that anger or irritation or frustration now, because of acceptance, because of allowing this emotion to be truly felt and seen, the alchemical process now is allowed to happen. Alchemical process where joy comes forth where there was once so-called negativity. Just notice this. If this is arising for you now, just notice this. Notice the miracle, the shift. Know that you have this ability, this capability of transforming any negativity. And thus sensing what you truly are that was hiding all along underneath the suffering. This aliveness, this radiance of being, this joy of being is what you are. May you abide in this. May you honor this. May you stay in touch with this truth. And please know that any time, any form of negativity, resistance, or suffering is experienced, you can come back to this meditation and use it again and again. May you rest in the truth that you are. May you rest in being. May you know the joy of being. And most of all, may you be centered in bliss. If you enjoy these meditations, please subscribe and also check out my YouTube channel, Centered in Bliss. Thank you again for listening.